where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The investigation into the cause of an overnight CN train derailment continues. The company says 14 rail cars left the tracks, three of which were tankers carrying liquefied petroleum gas. The St. Andrew Street crossing was blocked to traffic for several hours, but has since reopened. No leaks or injuries have been reported. More charges are being laid against a 28-year-old man arrested in connection to a string of Brights Grove break-and-enters. Police say the suspect is now facing charges after a break-and-enter in the Rapids Parkway area March 12th. Police say two high-end bicycles were stolen. The suspect also allegedly took tools and a wallet with multiple pieces of ID and credit cards. It's estimated the value of the items stolen is $3,500. A Canada-wide warrant has been issued for a Windsor man known to frequent Sarnia, Lambton and area. 30-year-old Nicholas McCullough is wanted for a breach of his statutory release. He's serving a sentence for a 2015 shooting near a downtown Windsor nightclub. McCullough was tried and convicted in 2019 on charges including aggravated assault, possession of a prohibited weapon, and discharging a firearm with intent. A photo of McCullough is posted to sarnianewstoday.ca. Missing persons cases have jumped by almost 28% in Sarnia. Police Chief Derek Davis presented the annual Missing Persons Report during the Police Services Board meeting this morning, which found there were 348 cases in 2023. According to Davis, there can be multiple factors as to why someone goes missing. He says sometimes there are repeat calls for the same person.
We can't treat them any differently. A missing person is a missing person, regardless of the history, and that's what we investigate to the extent we need to do it.
Davis says at this time there aren't plans to introduce a missing persons unit for the police service. The Lambton-Kent District School Board and local high school teachers have reached a tentative agreement. The board says it's subject to ratification by both parties. Details will be made available after ratification. The first ever Roper's Romp is taking place this evening. The event, organized by Jan Morin, sees people dressed up like Mrs. Helen Roper from the late 70s comedy show Three's Company. Morin says she wanted to do something like this for a while and help out the local women's interval home at the same time by collecting much-needed donations, including towels, underwear, and razors.
It's huge in the United States, and it originated down in California through a gay pride parade, and it's just embellished, and it's so popular, it's worldwide now.
Participants are being asked to gather at the Blue Water Bridge in their caftans for a group photo at 7. Donations for the Women's Interval Home will be accepted there. The group will then make their way through Sarnia's downtown. Easter in the Park is returning to Sarnia this weekend. The free event tomorrow at Canaterra Park includes the Easter egg hunt, face painting, crafts, and performances by Circus Jonathan. The event begins at 9 with the Easter egg hunt at 10. Communications manager Steve Henschel says there is a slight change this year.
The big change that I know of is the Easter bunny. He's not just popping over for, you know, a brief visit. He's going to be there throughout the event.
We're being reminded to bring our own baskets. And Omgenong First Nation is also celebrating Easter in the Park on Saturday. Activities are planned at the Community Center in Bear Park beginning at 10. There's going to be an obstacle course set up, a petting zoo, lacrosse, train rides, face painting, and storytelling. Mainly clear skies tonight, low minus 5, the wind chill down to minus 10. Sunny skies tomorrow, high 8, a mix of sun and cloud Saturday, chance of showers, high 8, and mainly cloudy Easter Sunday, high 6 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.